Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby.
In the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon'
9:12 came in a few minutes late at the top of the hour. What up, everybody? Hump Day Wednesday, summertime. Yep. Hey, getting ready for it. Hey, June 4th it is. Time waits for no man. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. Hey, we are diving into the summer as we prepare to get it popping. Hey, July 18th through the 20th, it's all the way live in Miami. It's a no-sleep weekend, South Beach. Hey, we'll be out there. Hey, prepare to travel with us, Miami, Florida, again, July 18th through the 20th. But first, all the way live from the DMV, that dude, Safe James. Welcome to the show.
What about what's good, man?
What up, man?
It's getting ready for the summertime joint. Things are looking like it may pop off. May be able to get me out there, so, you know. I've been hitting that 315 on that bench. Just got off that joint today. Just set a 5, easy.
315.
So,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm hyped. Proud of myself.
Yeah, that's definitely pretty good. Hey, all the way live from that place they call Plant City. What up, Hot Chocolate? Welcome to the show.
Yes, happy hump day. Hello, everybody, and I am super, super excited to get to this no-sleep Miami-style weekend. I cannot wait. I'm not bench pressing no 315, but I'm going to be ready. You can believe that.
You squatting it at least?
Get
that squat
going. Oh, yeah. I always got my squats going on.
I got to shake those glutes, see? Here we go.
Yeah.
Get your squats ready. Hey, yo, and it's going to be a power-packed weekend. Like, there's a flyer for every party. What are we talking about? Hey, you know what? Let's we're just going to go just throw to the promo right quick. Check it out.
Do it.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
NoSleepSouthBeach.com. Hey, jump on it.
We're broadcasting live.
Hey, so Sleep hits me up and said that the pool party has just been, like, reestablished. It's, like, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. All right. See, and I know we probably shouldn't discuss this on air, but how much actual work are we doing? How many nights are we actually broadcasting live? So I don't know how many nights I have to actually be focused and how many nights I can turn up all past.
Yeah, I think we're just on Friday night, the 18th. So
we've got
the rest of the weekend.
Oh, man. I'm going to break the knob, I think. I think I'm going to break the knob.
I don't want to be carrying your ass back to your room like, you know, you got the ball, like, yo, get your man. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to carry me back. You're going to carry me back, because if you need to be carried back, I'm going to carry you back. Don't try.
I'm good money, son. I'm pacing myself. That's
going to be. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to. I'm going to. I'm going to to bathe myself, of course, but I'm going to.
You're jumping in with both feet. You don't care how deep the water is. You're jumping in both feet.
Nah. But I can swim. I don't need a life preserver. I can swim.
All right.
Hey, it's summertime, everybody. We'll be back.
Yes. Miami.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sitting on Lorenzo's back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Summertime, the official kickoff anthem. You know it, even though you hear it all year long sporadically, when you hear it at the right time, here around the end of May, first part of June, you know it's official. TM Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate here, 9:20 p.m., the General TM Save James joining me as well, and this is our official kickoff to summertime shenanigans, and we're going to share some of our favorite vacation spots, summertime spots that we have hit up in the past. And I think we can throw in some that we would like to hit up in the future as well. I think I'll go first real quick. So far, I'm going to say my favorite summertime joint would have to be, I think it's a tie between Atlanta and New York, for real, really, just because of, you know, the ambiance of both cities and just the electricity in the air. Like, it's just, it's nothing as far as like my favorite maybe tropical destination that I have been to, I'll say the Bahamas. That's the only place I've really been out of the country to, but I have several on my bucket list. Dominican Republic coming up soon, and Dubai. I don't care what time of year it is. I want to go to Dubai.
Absolutely. Dubai is definitely the spot that's on my list, on my bucket list anyway.
Yes.
Definitely.
So what about you
named all the good stuff.
Yeah. Have you been anywhere else tropical?
Bahamas only one for me.
Okay.
I was planning the St. Martin trip, but I don't know how that's shaping out right now. But that was going to be the next place to go.
Yeah.
But as far as, see, Atlanta, New York, is like, I hear where you're coming from, but I guess I can't put that on my, because I live in both places.
Right.
A portion of my life, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I already know what it is out there. Like, I grew up in New York, and I lived in Atlanta for like 8 years. So, you know, but don't get it twisted, though. The summertime in Atlanta is popping. I mean, I'm not going to deny
that. The best. Wow.
And I'm definitely not going to deny that, because it was like many a night where I had no particular plan, and I would just drive downtown, and I would start at Five Points on Peachtree and just work my way up. And I would find somebody in Midtown that was getting it popping. That was popping there. I'll end up all the way up in Buckhead, two different areas of Buckhead in the Party District, get a pop, and then you go out there, and that would be my night. I would end up falling in something. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what you're saying about the Atlanta team. New York, you know, New York is New York. You know, that's just what it is. You got endless spots to go to out there, get to, you know, kick it or have a wild out time or be low key, sleep off, whatever. Such a big
yeah.
thing. You got to have something to do with it. So, me personally, I think the only spots I've been to in summertime, so far Vegas makes my top choice right now.
Yes.
I did the Vegas jump off a couple years back, and I had a lot of fun out there, because it really is like a nonstop 24-hour party that goes on in Vegas, no matter where you are. You know, I stayed at the bottom of the strip. I didn't even get a chance to stay, you know, like at the Bellagio or nothing stupid like that. I was down there at the Luxor by the MGM Grand and everything. And it was popping out there. You know what I mean? Like, I forgot like some deodorant or a toothbrush or something like that. I had to wake up early in the morning to go to the Walgreens, whatever the 24-hour drugstore was out there. Somebody out there had a drum set, a guitar, and an amp set up out there. Singing My Girl, like 5:30 in the morning, big sun just creeping over the horizon. I'm sitting there, and you know what I'm saying? Got cats around them, you know, jamming. And I'm like, yo, 5:30, we coming up from the spot 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and they getting the popping in the lobby, because the Luxor, I guess, is where the hip hop club is in the hotels
mm-hmm.
out there, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they getting the popping in the lobby on the let out. Oh, no, the party just jump off. Like, yo. You know what I'm saying? The 3 o'clock out there, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning over here. So I'm sitting there, like, dead, looking at this whole thing just unfold. Like, wow, like, it just does not stop out here in Vegas, big. But, you know, when they say you can be whoever you want out there, boy, they wasn't lying. I'm trying to tell you, I was throwing all kinds of yarn, spinning all kinds
oh,
of yarn out
Lord.
There. Spinning all kinds of yarn out there, son.
Were you a football player or a basketball player?
No,
or a rapper?
I was a black man as well, a basketball player on break. So, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, I didn't say I was anybody in the NBA because I didn't want to get caught out there. I was like, yeah, you know, I did the overseas thing for a couple years, you know, hurt my knee, you know, couldn't really keep it going the way I did. So I ended up, I'm out here training a rookie, you know, because the draft is coming up next week. You know, got to get them on the strength and conditioning, bombing, you know what I mean? And they was like, where, son? Yeah, man. It's crazy. Just throw it out there, people work. And it did. Mad funny, yo. Mad funny. So, you know, with a little physique, a little height, you could be anything you want in the athletic world, yo. I promise you, they're going to buy it. The people are going to buy it. Exactly.
It's not
the pool
26
party is,
say,
sorry.
Go ahead, say. Go
I was just
go
saying
ahead.
The pool parties is out there is going to be anything like how it's going to be in Miami. Look out. It's about to be crazy. Real.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Soulja Boy on the beat.
9:31 p.m. midway through Hump Day Wednesday here on T.M. Hyman Radio, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, the General T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, out there somewhere in the world. Hopefully she's doing okay, keeping her head above water, making a way when she can. Temporary layoffs. Like, I'm not going to sing the whole Good Times thing, but I hope she is keeping her head above water on some real stuff. Again, 9:31 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and we are in our one-hour abbreviated show tonight. It is our official summer kickoff pregame, per se.
No doubt.
Kickoff.
Hey,
summertime.
The one of my favorite, you say tropical places, and it wasn't that tropical, but I guess it was because I actually went up a mountain in the rainforest, and so it was Puerto Rico. San Juan, Puerto Rico was one of my favorite places. I've done like the island of Quintana Roo, Mexico, which was Cancun, really. Capital of Cancun is Quintana Roo. Jamaica was tight, but Myrtle Beach, as far as you know, onshore, Myrtle Beach is a real chill place if you really scope out, explore the area down there in the Carolinas. You talked about New York, you know, you talked about Atlanta. Definitely, I'm like safe, you know, been lived in those places, you know, a little bit. So experiences, the nightlife experience, I mean, nothing like it, hands down. But Myrtle Beach, and I would have to say PR, trying to get to the DR, and definitely, like you stated, Dubai. Costa Rica, too. I'm trying to get out to Costa Rica.
And Aruba. Some of my girlfriends just came back from, they have a soul fest out there of some sort every year. And,
right.
Yeah, it looks like I need to be there next year as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think Tom Joyner does an Aruba cruise that I heard was really, really nice.
You know
what else is on the list, the to-do list, though? Brazil.
Yeah.
I might not come back, though. They keep me out there.
Rio for Carnival.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo, I bet that is
nice. Son, man, you know what it's going to look like out there during the Olympics now? Is they going to have a two-year party from the end of World Cup until the Olympics get there? It's going to be a two-year parade. You know they don't need nothing to parade about out there.
Yes, they parade about anything.
They don't need no reason for it. They parade out there 2 years straight until the Olympics come and go, B. It's going to be a zoo out there, first off, for World Cup. And it's going to be bananas. It's going to be a jungle out there come Olympics time.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
Brazil, definitely going to do this, yo. I'm just trying to get up there to see the women volleyball team. That's my bucket list right there. Have you seen the women volleyball team out there?
The Brazilian volleyball team.
Yo, they look like models.
Dude. Google it, and all the listeners out there, if y'all have no idea what I'm talking about, take a time out your day. If you want to appreciate good artwork from the creator up above, go and Google ladies volleyball national team Brazil. Guarantee you, your life will change. Guarantee.
Your life will change.
If you was an atheist, you'll believe there's a higher power after this one. Promise you. You have no idea. Call me God above. He can make it like this. Harrison could take a picture. Yeah.
Hey, we're preparing for preparing for the summer.
Can't even get it together.
Yeah, your vacation plans as well. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, I feel my brother's sentiments over there. You know, I actually watch soccer every now and then, and this looked like a team of models.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's just they're tough squad. I mean, on and off the field, tough squad, man. Ain't too many out there messing with him, y'all. Gotta tell you. Gene, I'm trying to tell you, you appreciate the artwork. I'm trying to tell you, nothing.
I mean, you know, we've already had this discussion. Yeah, you know, I'm not disagreeing. Yeah, yeah.
That's
That's not my main focus, but yeah.
I can dig it. I'm just saying, you know, you'd appreciate it.
I got you.
Hey, typically on Wednesdays we have our health and wellness segment, but because we're trying to cram, health and wellness may be snipped tonight if she moves too slow, because we're about to slide on into adult conversation. Hey, forget, we do not forget that we are rocking out broadcasting live in Miami, July the 18th through the 20th. Hey, hotel specials. Do you all remember the hotels? What the hotels are?
Hold on. I can tell you that very
quickly. Well, we'll find the hotels. So we'll let Sleepy tell you about this, and we'll come back, and we may have some hotel information.
Into the 20th is NoSleepSouthBeach.com. We got 5 events, 5 parties. It's going down. Make sure you go online to NoSleepSouthBeach, get your party passes, and get your discounted hotel rooms. We're going to party all weekend. I hope you're ready. Hope you can keep up. Let's go. NoSleepSouthBeach.
NoSleepSouthBeach.com. NoSleepSouthBeach.com.
That's funny. He said he hopes he can keep up.
No doubt. I mean, because
the
party
would be
ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yes, the mess. I'm so looking forward to this. And while I'm trying to pull up this information, ladies, again, we want to remind you, this is Miami, okay? You need to prepare accordingly and represent accordingly. That means have all weaves tight, all outfits age appropriate, event appropriate, and you know your footwear game together first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Yes. Don't come on the beach messing with what's the lady's name? I forgot. I'm going to pull up her name here, too. But don't come out on the beach messing with her thinking, you know, it's just going to be a little, like, slight workout. I don't think that's what she's going to give us. National Fitness Expert. Fitness Expert. She's bringing it, okay? And I have the hotel information. The hotels are the Catalina Hotel and Beach Club and the Hotel Shelley. Any questions, you can call Sus Beltran, number 305-535-8284, extension 3010. And this is for the Catalina. This is probably going to be for both. Yeah, that's contact information for both hotels. But they've got very, very nice amenities in these hotels and pools and cabanas and such. It looks really, really sexy. I'm so looking forward to this trip. I can't even tell you.
Hey, it is our summertime prep show. Hey, get ready. We'll be back.
Come on, prep show. See him on the live.
I took some E and now I'm a effort. She called me a G cause I got her with no effort. Blessed with the tongue but I ain't going to sweat her. But if she do a bite I might just tell her that I love her. Know that I'm lying but tonight I'm sinning. Tomorrow's Sunday so I'll ask for forgiveness. She wanna take me home and you know I might tell ya. She asked me about my girl again so I said this. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Story about a girl in a home. Told me tie up, I'm like, baby, hell no. She told me chill out and be calm, it's alright. So I shut the fuck up and I explored for the night. S and M, submission and dominatrix. I took the blue pill, so I guess I'm in the matrix. Live with no regrets, dive in and just take this. She said that to me as she got naked. I took some E and now I'm a effer. She called me a G cause I got her with no effort. Blessed with the tongue but I ain't gonna sweat her. But if she do it right I might just tell her that I love her. Know that I'm lying but tonight I'm sinning. Tomorrow's Sunday so I'll ask for forgiveness. She got me in a home and you know I'm like hell yes. She asked about my girl again so I said this. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
I got a story about a nigga in the bed. Woke up the next morning like, how'd I get here? Then I got a text that said, are you alright? You ate the pussy so good that I paid you for the night. Not to mention the fact you turned me out. I said, I wish I knew what you were talking about. She said, just leave your girl and be sober this time. We could do it all again and I'll pay double this time.
Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:44 p.m. That's TM Hyman Radio's own Nokia oxymoron. Again, 9:44 p.m. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. TM General, TM Hyman, excuse me, the General, Save James. And without further ado, Miss Dee Dee Willingham with our health and wellness segment.
What's happening, family? What's going on, everybody?
Good day.
Good evening. It's hump day. Woo, woo.
Woo.
Yes, hump day Wednesday, health and wellness Wednesday. I am happy to be here, and I'm glad to be able to give another great health and wellness segment to our great listeners. And today, real quick, I just want to drop some information on you guys. I was having a conversation with some family members of mine, and we got to talking about the topic I'm going to talk about tonight. But before I tell you what I'm actually going to talk about, I want to tell you about a chemical by the name of triclosan. And you're like, what is this chemical about? This chemical has everything to do with our topic tonight. Triclosan, let me tell you what triclosan is. Researchers have linked this popular chemical to muscle function impairments in humans, mice, and fish. Exposure could eventually contribute to heart disease and heart failure because of reduced contractions in cardiac and skeletal muscles. And the levels in humans, including your plasma, in your urine, and breast milk, have been steadily increasing. So the CDC has found triclosan in about 75% of the population. And considering what it can do to you, that's a huge percentage of this particular chemical in our body. I mean, that's in our bodies in the population. That's a huge percentage of the population that has the chemical in our body. Excuse me. Needless to say, without further ado, what is triclosan? Triclosan is one of the main ingredients that is found in antibacterial soap and body washes. Now, manufacturers of antibacterial soap and body wash will now be required to prove that their products are more effective than plain soap and water in preventing illness and the spread of infections and germs. And that was just announced by the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. They also will be required to provide that their product is safe for long-term use. Again, that chemical triclosan, which is one of the main ingredients, over long-term use is when you suffer all these bad issues with your heart and your muscle functions and that begin to fail. Also, again, although the consumers generally view their products as effective, the tools to help them prevent the spread of germs, that's why we use antibacterial soap and body wash. Everybody's big on it these days. Needless to say, there's no evidence out there that proves that antibacterial soap is more effective than regular soap and water, regardless of the demonstrations they give you on the TV with the little germs on one side and the, you know, the no germs on the other side. It is no evidence on record proving that antibacterial soap basically is effective or works any different than regular soap or water. So before the proposed rule is actually finalized for companies that provide you with antibacterial products, of course, they have to provide more data to support their claims, and if they are unable to, the products will have to be reformulated and relabeled in order to remain on the market. Now, for all those who say, well, what about hand sanitizers and wipes and things of that sort? Hand sanitizers, wipes, and antibacterial products are all fine because the majority of those products, those particular type ones, are made up of 60% alcohol or ethanol. So that's fine, and the rest of it's water. So you're okay with hand sanitizers, wipes, and antibacterial products of that sort. But if you're using a body wash or a body soap, you might want to stop using it because it says antibacterial and you think it's cleaning the germs off your body. It's not. It's causing you more harm than good. Try something like all natural. I always promote all natural soaps. Vitamin E soap is very good. Coconut oil soap is a very good soap, just for a recommendation. But definitely look at the ingredients included on your soap and your body washes. Make sure it does not have triclosan or triclocarbon. Triclocarbon is in bars of soap. Triclosan is in your liquid soap. And that is tonight's health and wellness segment. Let's go out there and let's be antibacterial, but not with triclosan. Thank you for tonight's health and wellness segment. And without further ado, it is my great pleasure to introduce our one and only, because when he's not going back chat, he is definitely on the Tim Hyman Radio Live Show about to bring us the best adult conversation we have ever heard. And it is Faye Dane.
No pressure.
Damn. Okay.
Thank you, Double D. DD.
It's my pleasure,
All day. I bet it is. All right, well, since we're talking about summertime, we're walking into the gateway of summertime at this current point in the calendar. We need to cover a few do's and don'ts, ladies. All right? No particular order. Please do remember now, when you wear your open-toed shoes, that A, toes can't be claiming fat. All right? Your toes can't be getting people shot at because you're claiming the wrong set and the wrong turf. Remember what those toes look like before you put them out there. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when it comes to the toes, if them joints is scraping the pavement before you start walking, you're too damn small. All right? Don't try to fit that big-ass size 10 in that 7.5 because you go to a so damn cute. Ain't happening, ladies. The jig is up, okay? Now, also, if you guys are suffering from a little bit of muffin top midriff area, you guys nowadays, there is a fashion-conscious ways to combat that. These WWF championship belts that you can match up. As a-
Lord!
Okay, doesn't that have to be the world championship belt, but the Intercontinental or the tag team, you and your girl, with some fights for the moment. All right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Put it at the waistline to cover...
I can't.
Feel me on this one? All right?
No,
I'm being serious here because, I mean, come on now. There's ways of getting around it nowadays. We all know what it is. Don't set yourself up for it to be the object of ridicule at the wrong time. All right? Now, one of my
he
final
said the WWE belt, though.
Yeah, I mean, she's the championship. That's what I'm talking about. You want him to be bulletproof? The joint that he had under his poncho.
Please.
You know, movie. From Back to the Future 3, you know what I'm talking about.
Now, oh, my
like
God.
Act like I ain't the only one. Now, on a brighter note, ladies, remember now, if y'all going to wear... one of those spaghetti strap dresses or whatever, and y'all want to go free balling up there. Hey, listen, this is all good. I appreciate when you do that. It's just, you know, a little side boob will never hurt anybody. The side boob will never hurt anybody. Just remember that. But you gotta have the nice perky joint. You know what I'm saying? Don't be having no breasts that look like you got another set of arms.
I'm flabbergasted right now.
You're gonna be a Monsters University with them joints. You know what I mean?
I'm done. I can't no more. I can't. I'm so done with this segment.
I'm saying because men pay attention to this kind of stuff, and if you're trying to set the bait. You know, that's not the date right there. Co-sign on me on that. The side boob is very attractive.
You said it, dude. You said it. But it got to be, you said it. It has to be perky.
Got a little bounce to it, you know, when you step. Got a little bounce to it when you walk. You know what I mean? The side boob is key. You know?
You know, cause some be trying to give it to us. Some be trying to give us a side joint, but it be deflated.
Wow, yeah, it can't be that flat joint. You know what I'm saying? I know it's to go braless, but it can't be that flat joint. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, get it where you fit it. It's not wrong with the flat breast. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with it.
Dee Dee, oh my gosh, Dee Dee.
Look, all I can think about is the people that I have seen at the Wawa. He has described them all. I'm just the Portsmouth Wawa is off the chain with every woman you just described.
I can't make this up if I tried. I'm telling you.
Oh, this is true.
Hey. Well, we want to invite the folks out at the Portsmouth Wawa to Miami. To the No Sleep Weekend. Hey, listen, July
18th. I know that Wawa. I know that Wawa. Right next to the dealership, right?
Meet us in Miami.
Yeah, it is a car dealership on the corner. Yeah.
I know that Wawa, son. I'm in your hood. But yeah, for real, chicks with a nice style boob, I may have a contest out there where we broadcast it.
We're going to have a side boob contest?
Side boob contest, my dude. Let's do it.
Hey,
you got the nicest side boob, come out. I'll be the judge. I'll be fair. I'm gonna be honest.
You don't get no. You cannot get no. Heck no. We're going to have a side boob contest. You cannot be the only judge. No. No.
Oh, Regina no. Want to get in on that. She want to get in on that.
I'll get in on the side boob judging. It ain't no thing. I'm just saying. You know he's not going to be fair.
No.
He's not going to be fair.
Yes, I am.
No. Dee Dee and I will join in on it. No problem at all. And ain't scared.
Anyway, last tip I'm going to give is, ladies,
Please do not be shy to eat your ice cream cones in public. You put on a nice show with it as you do if you choose to. Don't be afraid of it. The ice cream cone is your friend. Treat it as such. And that's all I got for tonight.
How did we go from grooming tips from Miami to how to eat the ice cream?
Well, did somebody say Miami?
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Hey, log on right now. You log on. I believe you can still get the discount price if you say you heard it here on TM Hyman Radio. So log on. NoSleepSouthBeach.com. We got the side shot contest popping in a whole nine.
Side boobs all day.
We'll have to figure out which event that we're going to have that side boob contest at. So we'll
be broadcasting live, son.
I'm saying we are. Okay, so then the Friday night joint. Okay.
Yeah,
there it is. Side boob contest Friday night.
Side boob contest, ladies. If y'all listening, come on out with side boobs. Only the best will get critiqued, honestly. I promise you.
And ladies, don't think that we're going to be easy on you because we're not. So
it's a wild show. The show is so wild.
You better bring your best boobs with you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, because my girl Double D, she got a catch of y'all.
She said it. Bring your best boob.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Oh. I love it.
Let's do it, and I'm ready. We'll be back on Friday night for the Friday Night Cypher. As we always are, we are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio General. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston. Out there in the world, be safe. Madam Boston already. Sorry. Wrong day. Dee Dee Willingham, Toya, Nokia. We love you. See you on Friday. Y'all be safe.
Good
yes.
night, everybody.
It is officially summertime.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of...
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.